This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So how many of you guys have a condition and your doctor tells you to watch what you eat, quit drinking less, exercise more, and then you go back into the doctor and you do your blood work, you get your blood pressure checked or whatever, and they go, well, you're not following the diet or you're not doing what I told you. And you're like, yeah, I am, okay? I am. I can prove it to you. You know, come live with me for a week or two, ask the wife. I'm busting it out, I'm exercising, I'm watching what I eat. And the doctors don't believe you. We never believe you. You know, we learn in medical school that patients lie. And they do. I mean, I've had patients lie and, you know, give me the biggest bunch of bull crap. But I've also had patients that were really honest and say, look, I swear to God, I am doing exactly what you told me. And so I pretty soon learned in my practice that there was a new type of diabetes, where there were these diabetics that didn't have type 1 diabetes as a kid, where their pancreas just starts to fail and not produce enough insulin and they need insulin right away. They weren't that set of diabetics because they made it throughout childhood without being a diabetic. And they got into adulthood, you know, but they weren't necessarily the typical type 2 diabetics where they're 40 or 50 years old and they're overweight and they eat like crap. And I've had some people, cops, firefighters, really athletic, toned, you know, very healthy individuals having some of the crappiest blood sugars. And I'm like, okay, wait, no, this isn't you. This isn't you. And so I think there's a new type of diabetes. So years ago, I called it type 3. And I couldn't call it type 3 anymore, because a study came out a couple years ago saying there is such a thing called a type 3C diabetes. It's where if you have chronic pancreatitis or pancreas issues, the insulin doesn't seem to work as well. Maybe a virus affected the pancreas. We don't know. So a type 3C came out where it wasn't type 1, it wasn't type 2, but these people needed insulin because their pancreas wasn't doing what it's supposed to. And I was like, well, damn, you know, I should have labeled it. I should have come up with a study, you know. But that really wasn't the diabetes I discovered. The diabetes I discovered, which I'll never get credit for, and that's okay. It's not about getting credit. Just about, you know, laying claim to what you knew. I knew it. I knew it. Was this diabetes that they now call type 1.5, which I don't think anybody's going to want to be called a type 1.5 diabetic. In fact, it really messes things up because when we write about diabetes, we say you're type 1 or type 2, and we use Roman numerals. So if we're using Roman numerals, I don't know how you do 1.5 in Roman numerals. Have we figured that out yet? Yeah, do we know how to do like a 1.5? I don't think we do. I don't know. So now we have to go back to using the regular numbers. I don't know what those are called, binary. So it really messes things up. But now they've turned this, they've coined this term, which actually has been around for decades. It just now it's going to start getting popular where we get to, you know, talk about it. It's called latent autoimmune diabetes in adults, where you have more of a type 1 process, but it doesn't hit you as a kid. It hits you as an adult. And when your diet isn't working or when your exercise isn't working, you need insulin. Now, the reason why this made news is because they said 10% of the diabetic population has this, and they're getting yelled at by the doctor for not following directions, and doctors are threatening to discharge them, and these patients are made to feel like crap, and it's our fault. It's our fault. We aren't diagnosing you right. Okay? We need to institute insulin earlier. But see, it's really interesting, because when I was in medical school, there was kind of this anti-insulin sort of sort of landscape because, you know, insulin can make you gain weight. Insulin is very, you know, is very high maintenance. You have to have it, refrigerated. You need to really calculate it well. You have to be careful of hypoglycemic episodes. So once all these oral hypoglycemic agents and medications to help decrease insulin resistance and increase sensitivity came out, we just jumped on all of those because they were lower maintenance, less side effects apparently, and it just seemed to be a more easier way to manage diabetes. But the problem is you got to call it when you call it. If somebody needs insulin, they need insulin. You cannot replicate nature by pills. And if a human being needs insulin to help bring that sugar from the bloodstream into the cell, like we talked about, I kind of look at the body as like an office. You know, we got the waiting room, which is the mouth. You got the hallway, which is your bloodstream. And then you got the rooms along the hallway or along the bloodstream, which are the cells. And insulin's job is the key to the door that has to get the sugar from the hallway into the room or from the bloodstream into the cell. There's pills that may lower blood sugar, that may stimulate the pancreas to shoot out more insulin, may help open that door a little easier and not, you know, push against the door, which is insulin resistance. But if you need insulin, you need insulin. So this type 1.5 diabetes needs to be identified, or a type 3C diabetes, in those where they did what they should and it's not enough. And you could even do a blood test to see if you kind of have enough insulin or if there are, insulin-fighting antibodies and things like that. I mean, there's a way to tell if somebody needs insulin. And so we might need to have to go back more old school where we give people insulin, but people don't like shots. People don't like to, have to check their blood sugar. It's high maintenance. And, you know, we want to fix our problem lickety-split. So just to quickly review with diabetes, your type 1 diabetics, usually we see in the pediatric population, their insulin, they don't make enough insulin or their pancreas isn't working like it should, and so they don't have enough insulin and getting the sugar into the cells. They start losing weight because they're not getting fed. The sugar stays into the bloodstream, and we need to give them insulin. Type 2 diabetics happen when we're older with genetics. Maybe we gain weight and we have fat pushing against, you know, the cells, insulin resistance. A whole variety of other mechanisms are in play, and there are oral medications that help with that, but sometimes we need insulin. Then you have the type 3C or the type 1.5, where if the oral medications don't work and diet doesn't work, putting less sugar down the pike, you got to go on some insulin. And, I've explained diabetes and talked about the ramifications of it, but get your blood sugar checked, get it fasting. You can also get it non-fasting. If it's over 200, that's a problem. But, you know, get a fasting blood sugar and know where your sugar's at, because having diabetes puts you behind the eight ball when it comes to heart disease, stroke, blindness, kidney disease, infection, a whole variety of things. Don't go away. We'll be right back on 877 Dr. Dolly.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so some of you might have not heard the first segment. Some of you following us on Facebook Live. We just basically kind of reviewed some of the definitions of gender, transgender, cisgender. To quickly review, cisgender would be if I was born XX, and I identify as a female, I'm cisgender. But if I was born XX and I identify myself as a male, I would be a transgender male. Same thing with transgender female. Transgender female is not a female that's transitioning. A transgender female is somebody who's XY, who would be a cis male, but wants to transition to a female, so they would be a transgender female. And the reason why we bring that up is because there's been a lot of discussion over the last 24 hours on if men can have periods. Binary, you'll see the term non-binary. Non-binary is somebody who just doesn't associate themselves with a gender. They don't call themselves male. They don't really call themselves female. They're just not going to be gender identified. And we're starting to see more and more of that. It's called non-binary. And where you don't have to pick. You know, it's funny. I'm XX. I'm female. I'm heterosexual. I have given birth. And I don't really, it's interesting. You know, I had to in school say if I was a girl, you know, or not. But, you know, I like a lot of things a lot of guys do. Now, I just thought it's because I'm, you know, a different type of girl. I didn't think I wasn't a girl. You know, I think our definition of girl changed in the 70s and 80s and 90s and 2000s. But, you know, I guess I could, you know, say, well, honestly, I don't walk around thinking I'm a girl. I mean, yeah, you know, the boobies remind me of that. But, you know, do I really, you know, sometimes I you know, let me all day long watch football and let me burp and, you know, let me smash a spider if I have to. And not that defines a guy, but, I think we're going to start to see the disappearance of male and female demarcations. Now, that's all fine and dandy until we have logistics and legalities and lawsuits involved. So just to kind of recap what I talked about in the first segment that might not have gotten through originally, and I apologize. I was having some issues in my studio on my end. The ACLU had put out a tweet. This was yesterday. No, actually 2 days ago. For International Men's Day. Saying there's no one way to be a man. Men who get their periods are men. Men who get pregnant and give birth are men. Trans and non-binary men belong. Hashtag International Men's Day. Then they wrote another tweet. Trans men are men. Trans men are men. Trans men are men. Said that about 10, 12, 15 times. Hashtag International Men's Day. Now, I was saying earlier, I am a huge fan of there being a day for men. You know, we have a lot of women's days, and, you know, I said Father's Day isn't really a day for men because they have to clean out the backyard for the barbecue and then clean up afterwards because the in-laws are coming. So that's not really Dad's Day. You know, so I like that we have a day for men. I think it's fantastic. I love men. I love men. Cis men, trans men, I don't care. I think men are awesome. They are the bomb. So have a day. What I don't like, what I really, really don't like, is that people are using a period, a menses, a shedding of the uterus, as an identifying qualifier for what gender you are. And if I had been a woman in the 60s who had fought, you know, for women's rights and heard the ACLU do a tweet like this, it doesn't matter how progressive I would have been in the 60s. I would have been like, okay, whoa, 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 whoa. You just annihilated decades of progress. Okay? We women are not about our boobs. We women are not about our periods. Same thing with the transgender female. A transgender female, a man transitioning to a female, does not want to be identified as having a period. Does the ACLU understand what everybody wants? You know, I understand a lot of the liberal positions out there. I try to. I want to be completely fair and balanced, okay? Sorry I'm using that term, but I can't think of two other words right now to show that I want to be very, very open and understanding of all sides. But the ACLU just put the liberals back some by, again, using menses as a banner for gender. Now, just to recap, I was on KABC this morning with John Phillips and Jillian Burberry talking about can men get periods. A transgender male, remember, not cis, but transgender male, which is somebody who is transitioning to male, could still have their uterus and could still bleed. So you may see a guy run and get a tampon. It's because they haven't had their hysterectomy or they haven't had the testosterone that we use to help stop their periods. We'll give them more testosterone. Or we could also manipulate their hormones as well. So you will see men out there that have periods, but they're transgender male, males, okay? Females who were XX underwent the transition, has not had a hysterectomy or the appropriate hormone titration. Can a transgender female, a man who is XY, that is transitioning to being a woman, Can they have a period? Well, we haven't really done a uterus transplant, so the answer is no. However, we are seeing that they may cyclically get breast tenderness, may get moody, may want chocolate, may get bloated. And so, you know, if a transgender female goes, I'm having my period, that doesn't necessarily mean bleeding. There's a whole, shall we say, production when it comes to having one's period. And so, you know, you might not necessarily have the uterine shedding. But, you know, so ACLU, I see what they're trying to do. And they want to, for International Men's Day, include trans men. And that's admirable. That is, and that's very, very nice. But again, you know, you need to be very, very careful how you're wording things. I mean, you know, if we want to appreciate men, we don't want to stereotype them by something that has to do with their reproductive system. If the whole transgender movement is trying to say, I am not defined by sperm or eggs, then why would the ACLU throw it back at everybody about having periods and getting pregnant? I mean, let's change the conversation. Now, Illinois School District has just ruled that transgender students can have unrestricted access to bathrooms of their choice. The school district held a meeting at Palatine High School in Northwest Illinois. Board members voted to give unrestricted locker room and restroom access to transgender students. They say students shall be treated and supported in a manner consistent with their gender identity, which shall include students having access to restrooms and locker rooms that correspond to their gender identity. Now, I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-362-3254. How does everybody feel about that? Now, you know, the big question that people say is, okay, well, you know, there could be a threat. You know, transgender being in the girls', you know, locker room, they could threaten these girls. I mean, I got to be honest with you. Anybody that's transgender that I've met is really non-threatening, okay? I'm not so much worried about that. I am worried about you might have some people pretending. You could have predators, you know? I would not want an eighth grade boy in a, you know, the kindergarten girls' restroom. But, you know, whether you have, issues with you know, boys and girls being in the same bathroom, you know, in terms of, you know, their sex, et cetera, what the schools are now going to be dealing with is Title IX. So in schools, we just had in our neck of the woods, somebody just got fired because when he was putting up his, slides or not slides, but when he was logging into Google, I guess some of his porn got up there and the kids saw it. And you are not supposed to have, you know, body parts. You know, kids are not supposed to be exposed to the penis. All right. And there's that, you know, kids being exposed to body parts, a parent could say that that is a environment that could possibly be difficult, let's say. That could cause a lot of challenges for young kids. And so the question that arises with this, and I want to hear from you, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, will a school get sued if a parent gets mad that their children are seeing male body parts? Even though the transgender kid is an angel, an absolute angel, you know, is the school liable that other way? 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Dr. Peter Glidden, million plus views on YouTube, will be hosting a one-time appearance Saturday, November 16th at the Hills Hotel in Laguna Hills, California. Call 714-920-9412 to register. This is a rare appearance of Dr. Glidden covering health issues and a recipe for healthy living. Don't miss this one-time event. Call 714-920-9412. Again, 714-920-9412.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another public hearing held in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump and some dealings he had with Ukraine. One of the witnesses this morning, Fiona Hill, a former Security Council official. In her opening statement, she talks about the idea of withholding foreign aid money as a way to exert pressure on a nation, which Democrats allege the president did with Ukraine.
If the president or anyone else impedes or subverts the national security of the United States in order to further domestic political or personal interests, that's more than worthy of your attention. But we must not let domestic politics stop us from defending ourselves against the foreign powers who truly wish us harm.
A lockdown at Joint Base San Antonio's Camp Bullis this morning has been lifted. There is no clear information on what happened, but they do say a suspect's in custody. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly. With no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that more than 1,000 patients at an Indiana hospital were possibly exposed to HIV and hepatitis, and probably syphilis as well. Why? Because there was a failure in their sterilization process. So a sterilization technician failed to properly disinfect surgical tools. Whoa. Possibly affecting more than 1,000 patients who underwent surgery at the facility in recent months. In a recent letter to patients, officials with Goshen Hospital in Goshen, Indiana, said that one step in a multi-step cleaning process was not completed with certain surgical instruments in a limited number of cases. That was a letter sent to Fox 42. This means that patients were exposed to hepatitis B, hepatitis C, HIV, and I need to remind everybody, syphilis as well. So the surgical instruments in question were still treated with their usual chemical disinfection and machine sterilization processes, which include a wide margin of safety. However, such instruments may or may not have been completely sterile, according to this letter. So patients who underwent surgery at Goshen Hospital between April 1 and September 30th may have been exposed, though the hospital noted that the risk of infection is low. The situation was remedied immediately after officials became aware. So what probably happened is somebody said, are you doing this? Oh, do I have to do this? Yeah, though. Well, okay, my bad. What? You're fired. That's probably my guess how it went down. Guys, do it right. So free testing is now being offered to the 1,182 patients who were possibly exposed to the diseases, according to the letter. According to Daniel Knapziger, hospital chief medical officer, said in a statement, as with any patient safety concern, we rigorously investigated all aspects around the incident. We have put strict policies and additional safety measures in place to ensure it does not happen again. We also want to express our concern for each of these patients. One patient, Lori DeBord, told WSBT-TV that she's worried about her health because the hospital, despite the hospital's assurances that the risk of infection is minimal. She goes, I was mad because when you tell somebody that they could be at risk for something like that, it not only involves you, but your family, your significant other. I have grandkids and kids. Okay, so yeah, people are ticked. So what possibly happened? Well, I told you guys, when I had my office and I would sterilize instruments, I would always double do because I just didn't want to take a chance. And why not? So with the autoclave, which is what we would use to sterilize, because it brings it up to a heat for over 20 minutes of very, very, like, what, 400 or 500 degrees? I forget. And so it basically fries those instruments. And you use stainless steel, which also aren't very hospitable to pathogens. So the instruments are cleaned. Now, I would do a different sterilization process to clean them. So I would put instruments that were 99.9% sterile. But you would then have to unsterilely put them in a sterilization bag. So it's a bag that, well, let me take a step back. Let me tell you about the cleaning process. So what I would do is whenever we did have instruments, I used a lot of disposables. And then when we didn't use disposables, and we had instruments that you really couldn't use disposable, what we would do is we would clean them off. We would clean them like normal. Soap, water, brush, anything we had to get out. But a lot of our instruments were just vaginal speculums, things like that. Then, after they were clean, we would soak them for 24 to 48 hours in Cydex or a germicide. And this germicide would be antiviral, bacterial, and fungal. So they would soak. Now, technically, if something soaked for that long, they were clean. But I didn't stop there. I just had to autoclave everything anyway. So you pull them out of the disinfectant fluid, and then technically, you know, if they're exposed to air, they're not sterile. Right? Because they have the disinfectant fluid on them. So those get cleaned off, and then we put them in a sterilization bag. Now, the reason why you put in a sterilization bag is because these instruments are going to get very, 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 very hot. Okay? The sterilization bag is made of a very specific paper as well as heat-resistant plastic. It also has a marker on it. And this marker will change colors if that bag heated to a certain degree for a certain amount of time. So, you can't tell if something was autoclave. You can't see the pathogens. You can't tell. So, they designed these sterilization bags, which were kind of expensive. And you have to throw them out after each use. But where you have the instrument in there, and it's all sealed up, and then it gets heated. So, basically, that instrument is in a sterile package. And if that instrument's in a sterile package, it is sterile. Until somebody opens that package up, it's sterile. So, my staff would have to, when it did finish and cool down, because you would let steam out and cool down, they would have to make sure that every single package had that color change, that little spot with that color change to determine if that was properly sterilized. And, again, my autoclave was great, never had a problem, never had it not working. So, we were very, very lucky. Kind of add water in there to make the steam, and it just basically fries these instruments. Now, these instruments are basically in, you know, a sealed envelope. So you would, when you were about to do a procedure, open it up, using sterile gloves, grab it. Now, the pap smear is not a sterile procedure. So I overdid, okay? I mean, you don't necessarily have to sterilize all that two times, okay? A lot of doctors use the Cydex solution, which is 100%. It's fine. But I just wanted to double do, and I wanted my patients to see me open up the package see me open up the speculum that came out of autoclave packaging, so they were convinced that it was clean. You know, a lot of nail salons have to do that now by law, where their instruments have to be autoclaved because their instruments are touching people's feet. They can spread hepatitis, HIV, etc. And so don't go to a salon whose instruments don't come out of a nice, open, sealed bag. Now, somebody could just throw the instruments into a bag and make it look like, so, you know, you have to look and see if that color change happened. It would basically be like a purple to black, something like that. But, you know, just look that up so you could identify it. And then you know those instruments were sterile. Once the bag is open, they're not sterile. So if any of those steps were not done, maybe the autoclave wasn't cleaned out, or maybe they were soaking, let's say, for 22 hours or, you know, instead of 24. My guess is, you know, the average person will be fine. But these hospitals have to do everything by the book. They need to. And so they are going to, if one step wasn't done, that even though you're supposed to have checks and balances like we did in our office, they are going to make sure they tell everybody because they need to. They're liable if they don't. And, they can't just try to put it under the rug. So they're going to have to tell everybody, look, there was a step. You might have been exposed. Now, I've heard of these things happening for years. And rarely does anybody come up positive for hepatitis or HIV or something like that. Because, again, there are a lot of checks and balances and usually double dues. But, the problem with that is one of your employees could be lazy or could be untrained. And if they miss one step, that's a problem. And I don't know what the answer is, because if you're CEO or you're responsible of that, you know, hospital, how do you make sure? Well, you have to delegate. And you have to then meet with your managers, and you got to make sure that the managers are testing and overseeing what the staff is doing. And if the managers are busy or overworked, and somebody's there going, yeah, I threw it in, I closed this, I put it in there, you know, that's a problem. I mean, if they didn't super scrub, if they didn't super soak, that's an issue. So, my hopes are that, you know, people learn from this and nobody comes up positive. But as a patient, your next question is, well, how do I know that somebody's not doing this to me? And like I said, in a doctor's office, you could see them open up the packaging, right? Or like if they're going to, you know, get the shot out, you know, you see them clean off the vial, tell them you'd like to watch them draw up the shot. You know, and a lot of them are like, no, we don't do that because we don't want you to faint. You can say, look, I just need to know what you're injecting into me. I want to watch. But when you're going into the OR and you're being put to sleep, you don't get to see everything. So, you're kind of at the mercy of the hospital. The hospitals have a duty to do it right. The 1-877-DOT-TELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. How many of you guys have cats? Can you guys kind of explain why they would do this? Okay, so I have five. I had two dogs. One dog, you know, had to go to the farm because he was old. So now I just have Uzi. And then I have five cats. Shakaboo, Saji, Snowball, Snappy, and Spider. And I, my husband found one of my purses that I usually use, you know, pretty often, but it's kind of a big purse, so I haven't needed it in a while. It's a Coach bag. I actually got it as a gift because I don't really spend money on purses. I think it's ridiculous to spend hundreds of dollars on a purse. I'll just grab something at Walmart or Target and, you know, throw my stuff in it. Because, I mean, I have my lunch in there. I really don't really like fancy purses. But this was a bag I got as a gift, and it's really nice. So, And my husband's like, do you want to clean out your purse? And he opens it up, and in that purse is a mouse. Now, Heidi Harris, radio sister, said it's a kangaroo rat. But either way, there is a dead rodent in my purse. I just was like, what the hell? I didn't scream. I didn't do that, like the Tom and Jerry scream. I didn't do that. But there's a dead mouse in my purse. Now, somebody could say, well, you know, the mouse was there and starved to death. No, it didn't. The mouse didn't just sit there and hide and starve to death, okay? Mice won't, you know. This mouse was killed by one of my cats. And then the cat decided to put it in mommy's purse so I would see it. Or Christmas is coming, Hanukkah, and they thought that I was due a gift. Now, the question is do I have mice in my house? Or did the cat go outside, hunt for mama, find mommy a mouse, come back, kill it, and then decide to give to mommy? I'm starting to really kind of obsess on this because when it was Mother's Day, this was just, you know, 6 months ago, I was just sitting there working, and my cat was crying, one of my cats, this was Snowball, going, rah, rah, but it was a weird type of cry. And then she jumps up on my desk, and she throws a live lizard on it. Like, mommy, this is for you. And then the other cat brings in, same day on Mother's Day, a live lizard for me. Is that something that cat, I mean, is that, you guys know about cats more than I. Is like mama lion or mama tiger somebody that wants, like, grub? Is that what, like, the baby, are they looking at me as Mufasa? And they are thinking that they have to come and bring me eats? I mean, they know what I eat. Okay? They see me eat chocolate or grab a banana or drink a smoothie. They know I don't eat that. Why are they trying to please me? So now, I there's no way I'm throwing out that purse. It's expensive. So I'm going to clean it out because I don't know if there's hantavirus in there or plague or whatever. But that's kind of disgusting. And I just don't understand why my cats would do that. I mean, is it love? See, I'm thinking they hate me and they're trying to get me sick. But everybody's saying, no, it's love. They love me and they gave me a gift. They wanted to please me. Well, they ruined a purse. I'm not very pleased at all. They're going to have a good talking to you tonight. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do you guys eat thyme blackberries? Fresh thyme, is it thyme or thyme? It's spelled thyme, but I guess it's called thyme. Or Tim. Fresh thyme blackberries, that's what I'm going to call it, are linked to hepatitis A outbreak in 3 states. When did this happen? So there's another hepatitis A outbreak, including Indiana, Nebraska, and Wisconsin. And possibly linked to fresh blackberries sold at Fresh Thyme Farmers Market. The FDA on Wednesday announced that people were sickened by this contagious virus after reporting the fresh conventional blackberries. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services said in a news release that 6 hepatitis A cases related to the outbreak were reported in the state. At least 4 people in Nebraska were hospitalized as a result. Officials have confirmed 11 cases. So they were sent to Iowa, Illinois, not the patients, but the berries, Kentucky, Michigan, Missouri, Minnesota, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. So the FDA has urged consumers to not eat any fresh conventional blackberries if purchased between September 9th and September 30th at Fresh Thyme Farmers Market stores. So they're basically blackberries, and Thyme is the company, okay? I don't read the packaging. I just open up, I don't read the packaging. There's a label on there. They say people who purchased them and froze them should not eat them. Now, hepatitis A is a very, very nasty virus. We talked about that yesterday. Oral fecal route spread, so that means some contaminated feces gets on your berries. And you eat them. You get really sick. Some people don't get sick, some people get really sick, so not good at all. All right. Also, cheese nips. How many of you guys eat cheese nips? I don't. If I'm going to eat cheese, I'm going to eat cheese. I don't need a cracker that tastes like cheese. But apparently, Mondelez Global is recalling some boxes of cheese nips because the products were contaminated with a foreign material, according to Fox News. FDA posted on its website that there was a recall initiated due to the potential presence of small food-grade yellow plastic pieces. So how the heck are you going to notice them in cheese nips? The plastic pieces came from a dough scraper that was incorporated into the production process of a small amount of product. So I guess the dough scraper cracked or something. So the company became aware of the issue when yellow plastic pieces were noticed on the manufacturing equipment. Oh, boy. So we're talking about the 11-ounce boxes with best buy dates all the way till May 18th, 19th, and 20th, 2020. No illnesses. But, man, just look at what you eat because there's some crazy stuff. And, yeah, look at your purse. Maryland may have an E. coli outbreak due to packaged salad. See, I buy a lot of packaged salad. It's easy, it's quick to make. I don't have to sit there and wash it. I love packaged salad. Unfortunately, with this one, FDA has advised consumers in Maryland not to purchase or eat a specific lot of ready-pack bistro chicken Caesar salad among an ongoing investigation to an E. coli outbreak that has now sickened about 17 people across 8 states. We talked about this the other day. So this E. coli we're worried about is the one that can cause hemolytic uremic syndrome, kidney failure. The health agency said it's not likely that this item was sold in a lot of stores, but it is still available. They believe it was sold at Sam's Club. The agency had said that patients in Maryland had reported eating the product. And so they think, remember I said they were going to look at everybody and what they ate? And okay, so I think it was that. And they said they tested the salad from the ill patient's home, and they found E. coli 0157, which is the nasty one. So the lettuce may come from farms in Salinas, California. Salinas, you're going to hear in the news a lot, but they have a lot of farming. They have a lot of production agriculture. So, you know, what are E. coli symptoms? Very similar to hepatitis. You get the nausea, vomiting, fever, abdominal cramps. You know, with hepatitis, you may get yellow, a little jaundiced. But with E. coli, you could also get bloody diarrhea. And so symptoms could last about 5 to 7 days. Not fun. I don't understand. Yeah. So, did you guys see this picture of this guy they call Russian Popeye? This guy has some big, what do you call them when you just have, like, big bicep-looking things? And he's 23 years old, and he's a bodybuilder. And he's been nicknamed Popeye due to his abnormally large biceps. Well, he has recently undergone the first of 3 surgeries to remove roughly 3 pounds of, quote, dead muscle tissue. Why? Because he injected synthol, which is an enhancement substance, into his biceps and triceps. Basically, these are petroleum jelly or synthol oil injections to beef up the size of your arms. Apparently, his arms are about 24 inches around. That's like the size of a waist. So, he was told he could probably die if he did not have the corrective procedure. So, for those of you who want to look big or look like Popeye, just eat spinach. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.